End of the day, Torah night, Monday night, Rabbi Motti Posen.
Okay, so the title was Whiskey or Wine. Now, a little disclaimer, as we just heard, that wasn't my title, that was Simcha's title. So after this year, he's going to speak on Whiskey or Wine. I was going to write yes, please, to both. And there was this guy who was very high class, always used to fly only business or first. And one day he decided he needs to go on a flight. The only airline was EasyJet. So he's never before been in such a cramped seat. He sits down. Halfway through the flight, the stewardess comes over to him and says to him, would you like a meal? So he's used to proper service. He says, what's the options? She says, two options. Yes or no. So, wine or whiskey? The answer is yes to both. Now, obviously, you're not meant to mix two alcohols, one made from grain, one made from grapes. It's not good to mix them both. Someone actually told me today that one of the chassids, I can't remember which one it was, he said that they normally drink wine, but Shabbos is Purim on Friday, then they dafka drink whiskey. Only when Purim is on a Friday. Why? Because they will do Purim's Mappa Mekadosh, something that everyone's busy talking about now. They want to go straight to the Shabbos meal, and there's a discussion about the Kiddush, do you make a Gofen? So like this, they drink whiskey. Then when it comes Shabbos Friday night, they make a Gofen on Kiddush like a mensch. No problem. One of the chassidus, I can't remember which one it is. I don't know. That's not yours, okay. You do wine, you do all the way around. Wine and then kiddush on whiskey. So, the shahad is what's better, wine or whiskey? I tell you what's cheaper. The truth is, it's a little bit unclear. The Gemara says, on chayvin is lebesume. Lebesume is a funny word. What does lebesume mean? So Rashi says, leshtaker b'yayin. Let's get drunk through wine. But some of us say, why wine? Because the main parts of the Suda, or sorry, of the story of Achashverosh and Esther, the whole story was wine. They had loads of wine to drink by Achashverosh. Then, Amelech Hon Yoshe Lishtois, again, usually means wine. There was a lot of wine going down in the story. So therefore, as a Zeicha to that, they drink wine. But if you focus on Chayven Ish Lebesume Adalo Yoda, it's about getting to a state of Adalo Yoda. So it could be, you could do it with anything. You gotta reach Adal Yoda. You wanna do it with drugs? Do it with drugs. You wanna go to sleep? The Ramah's idea? Go to sleep. But it's gotta come to a point where your mind is not functioning. Some people have this head the whole year. But it's gotta get, so it doesn't matter how you achieve it. Alcohol is the best, and wine is what's seasonal this time of year, because the story. But really, ultimately, the aim of the game is to lose your mind. And it could be done through whiskey and vodka and any other. Narcotics too, could be, just a suggestion. So when Rashi says Dishtaka B'yayin, he's touching on what Lebesume means. But to say it's a din in wine, very likely the Yetzer, the Shulchan Aruch says the Lashon of the Gemara, Chayvin Sh Lebesume. Again, Lebesume means to literally lose your mind, reach a state where you. Well, because when you lose your mind, you forget about all your worries, you get very happy. But the Taich is Lishtaka B'yayin. That's what Rashi says, Lishtaka B'yayin. Don't say simcha mitechayin lishtake. Lishtake means get drunk. You'd be very depressed and drunk too. Yoyzeh lebesume. Why not? Where is it? How do you know besume means simcha? Lashonov?
To make something smell nice.
Lebesume as in besomim. Lebesume means what? To smell nice? Besomim is lashon kodesh. Besomim. No, what a translation. Because you look in the art scroll next to you, I think it's intoxicated, this is Lashon. But again, intoxicated would mean dafka then through alcohol, not happy. You see, art scroll is alachim, whatever art scroll straight from Harasina, obviously. So, that's the question. Is it in simcha, like he's saying, could be? Is it in losing your mind, which everyone's ready to say? Long before Purim, when you see the prices of what Mishlachman has cost you, you already lose your mind. Then it could be done through any means. And like the Rossi, you go to sleep. And again, you've reached Adal Yoda. Some say it means the Gematria, all different ways of confusion. So, like I said, you want to smoke something strong and that does it. Could be. Could be. I'm not advocating anything in particular, but these are just the different options. Then again, to the regular shailas of Purim, what we need to know about Purim.
Before
so,
we get to that, when is it that you should get the
Suda? Oh, there is another discussion. Is a discussion, is it related to the Suda? Meaning, what happens if I get drunk before the Suda, and then I sober up, then I have my Suda? What happens if I get drunk, then I sober up, then I have my Suda? Is it related to the Suda? So, someone told me he went in this many years ago, the Sugya, and he found out different Mahalchim. It's Pashas unrelated.
If
someone
stays,
you
go to sleep.
Oh, so it's after the Suda. Pashas is in Suda, and it's in wine. It's separate in it. Maybe I'll Suda, you should drink wine like every Suda, so the Shabbos is the Yantav. But the dinner Lebesume Beburia is not Dafka Suda related. So it means you can get drunk, then have your Suda, have your Suda, then get drunk. However, all the mitzvahs, Hayoim or Dafka Biyoim, there's a chiddush that we do Megillah by night. But Matanus Levyoinim, Mushlachmonas, it's got to be done by day. It's an issue with Mushlachmonas. Because it's busy, they want to deliver at night, deliver it now, people deliver it before Purim, it's all nice. But it's not Mushlachmonas. Sometimes you get delivery service, they drop off at night. If they do it so late at night, that the person is not going to receive it till the morning, I mean, he opens the door in the morning, boom, it's there, because they delivered it 4 o'clock in the morning, then the kubi's okay, because they're not getting it till the morning. But if you come to someone for a night, it's pretty busy tomorrow, here you go, Mishlachmanas, it's a very nice gift, but it's not Mishlachmanas, the mitzvah is only begin. That's why the Mechaba says, the Ramah says, a suda by light, you know, it's not. There's an Indian to have a suda by light, it's good to have a suda by night. Sorry? Yeah. Also by day, also by day. You know it's a night. You can give it before. Oh, you can give it before and then to hold on to it until Purim and then accept the Ma'av Dhani. That's what a lot of people do. But it's got to be done Dafka by day. Then Suda as well, there's any type of Suda by night, but it's not the Suda. The Suda of Purim, like all the Mitzvahim, is Dafka going to be on Purim day. So, we'll get the questions afterwards. The main Mitzvah, of course, on Purim is Megillah. People aren't always aware of this. So I'll speak to, as I was telling the girls and women this, there's a chiv Megillah for men and women exactly the same. And, here's the hard bit, the isatit for Megillah, Megillah is the most chomor of any mitzvah we have the whole year. Daraisa, Drabonon, the most chomor of any mitzvah of eating beforehand. That means, person's a choyla, person's weak, person's feeling old or feeling weak, to eat up to kebetza, Megillah is the most chomor to the point, the Shulchan Aruch says, if a person's really feeling ill, lay Megillah from plague on Erev Purim, from plague, and then you can eat. Ma'as Mishpura says he shouldn't do that. But you see that as severity of it. So all this mamish feeling shvach, and he's the up to kabetz or mekel. But it's more than a regular mitzvah. So, women, everything, anything, anything, it's the most chomor we have. Wow. The reason why is Prasum Menissa, it's the most chomor. So if people want to hear Megillah, so think, oh, okay, the man goes to shul. The woman can go, they have Megillah leaning here till every hour, 5 o'clock. I was walking past 5 o'clock, people were going into Megillah. It was unbelievable. These people have been fasting the whole day. Second day in a row. You can't eat for Megillah. Unless they're all chayli, maybe. Maybe those people are all, they attack it ill and they had less than a kebet. So fine. But people have to be aware. Megillah is the same for men and women, boys and girls, Erev Barabbas Mitzvah. And the Issa Chayli beforehand is the same. And every year. Sorry?
Coffee or
oil? Oh, the shayla is before Shacharis, you have a coffee. Is it more chomor because of Megillah? That's a good, it's a good shayla. I don't have a clear answer on it, and if I did, I wouldn't say it anyway. I'm not sure. But every year I get my phone call just for Shkia. At that point, I'm completely drunk. My wife didn't hear Megillah. How important is it? I'm like, what are you thinking? It's as important as it is for anyone to hear Megillah. It's really late, and she's not sure, and the kids. The Chiv Megillah is across the board, and that's why Chazal said don't eat. Because if you weren't eating, something tells me you would remember about Megillah. Second day in a row, fasting is not so pleasant. So that was Megillah. Now, Megillah, you've got to be aware that the most important part of Megillah is to know you've got to hear every single word, sound, letter, syllable, every single bit. And often, you go to shul, where there's lots of noise, so what do? We all know, you can kora, baal peh yotza, up to rove, you miss our word, you can read it yourself, you've got a chumash, you need to have a chumash, you know it by heart, you miss the word vayehi, because there's a lot of scratching, so you say vayehi, you can catch it up. However, there's two important things to know. Number one is, Megillah has another unique thing which is different to everything else across Kol HaTorah Kula. The Gemara, the Mishnah, Brachos, Yodalad, everyone knows, Bechalish Beis Yenchomim. If you say Krishma and you don't hear it, if not Mashmila, it's not Yotza. You're supposed to hear it, just like Yidam Shema Esra, you're supposed to hear it, and Shema is supposed to hear, but if you didn't, Yotza. Megillah, which you know, Mashmeh Le'Yotza, Le'Yotza. The only time. The only time in Le'Yotza at all, if you let Megillah so quietly that you can't hear. So, you miss a word, you don't want to disturb the guy next to you. Or everyone's banging for Haman, you're going to say it. You do one of these, make like a whole track to your ear. But you got to orchestrate it that you hear Mashmeh Le'Yotza, you got to hear it. That's the first thing to know. So you miss a word, you say Haman, Haman. So you say Haman. Haman, you're totally trying, you got to get to hear it. That's number one. Number two is, you have to read it considerably. If you read Vayehi Achashverosh B'Yemei Yonayotza, I read every word. Very nice. Koral Mafrei Le'Yotza, you got to read it in order. Vayehi B'Yemei Achashverosh. You can't read it any other way. If you miss a word, let's say you miss Vayehi. So you want to say Vayehi. So when you've missed Vayehi, only when he's up to B'Yemei. So you, as soon as he says B'Yemei, he misses Vayehi. So what's gone through your brain? You heard B'Yemei, Vayehi Achashverosh. It's not the Megillah. So when you do miss out a word, you can't catch up the word. You've got to really overtake the chazan or get the same place. The best is to overtake it by a word. You clear it by a word. And when he carries on, you're now in order. So you'll hear Vayehi B'Yemei Achashverosh, Achashverosh. You'll say it, he'll say it. That's no problem. But if you go up to where he's up to, and you're saying the word as you're saying that word, it's likely that you haven't got it in the right order. So if you miss...
There's Rob Megillah you can say
Balfair. Yeah.
So what's the Malah from a kosher
Megillah? Oh. The Malah is, firstly, the Gemara says, Lechatchila Kuloi. Lechatchila the best is it.
Okay.
Yeah. But that's the only Meshburah says a few times. You should have a kosher Megillah for that reason. Because then you have the Malah...
Yeah,
but you have the Malah of Lechatchila. So Gemara Lechatchila, it's very... Lemaisa, there are those who point out, it's probably better not to have a Megillah. Unless you're a professional Valkyra. Because there are a lot of words that you don't know exactly what they how to read it. Mishra brings the list from Magna Ram, of Nofal and Noifil, and they mean different things. Fell or falling. And if you say the wrong one, it's Yashav and Yishiv. If you say the wrong one, you know Yitza. So unless you know how to read Megillah without any of the Nekutas in, without the dots in, it's better to have a Chumash, and then you get it right. Better to be Yitza B'Diyavah than not to be Yitza at all. So that's why, unless you know exactly, if you know, there's no problem. If you're not sure, get a chumash and follow it. And when you miss a word, you say it, Mashmeh Le'Yotza. You catch it up and make sure you know exactly how to read it, and then the Yotza Megillah. So again, if you miss out a word, it's a big problem. And sometimes you can have a shul. There was a shul in Eretz Yisrael one year, I think it was Chevron Yeshiva, where after davening, you always get the guy who wakes up after davening, the most annoying. Because now what? He says, I think one of the S's of our sons of Haman he missed. I think. Sorry? No, so the story goes, the way I heard it, that they check the cameras and they take a miss the word. This is a Purim night. This may be a different story. Maybe it's made up, I don't know. And the way I heard the story was, yeah. So what they did was, it's the S very fast and maybe it's different, maybe it's not. They sent around the cars with loudspeakers. Mishal, Mitpalela, Laila, but Shiva, they went around saying, whoever davened tonight, please come back and hear Megillah again. From scratch. The guy's a nudnik. Either don't say, no, that's what you should say. We should say at the beginning of the time when it happens. You ought to be careful. I know about Balkur is very good. And I told him, a lot of times he doesn't end off the word. He says, Hamelech, he's Hamelech. You don't need the Chav, it's Hamelech. Hamelech. And I told him, he said to me,
he says, I'm not here.
Oh, so he said to me, you're right, I know about this problem, but it could be Sunday, you can hear it better. Could be. But you've got to be aware that every single letter, and if you say Hamelech without the Chav,
the Haman,
so
you always miss out, because you hear
Haman,
it's very funny.
Haman, yeah, they drag out the Haman. Yeah, and while they do it again, yeah, you got to always be aware. Okay, the word before Haman, the word after Haman. So it's all part of the excitement and the festivity of Purim, but you got to be aware that every single word's got to be heard properly. Just go a bit backwards. Machzor Shekel, Erev Purim. You don't say it's Machzor Shekel, he says a Zeichel Machzor Shekel. One guy told me he gives twice, a Zeichel and Zeichel. It's a zeichel. Why do you people give three times? 350p's? Because the Ramah says, it says, Truma the Pasuk three times. Now, I point out, it's not really a Senegia, because it's not a crazy amount of money. But if you are someone who's really tight, what do you do? The Gaon says you only need to give one. You argue the Ramah. And like the Ramah, is an Indian to give three. It's a
chiv. If you start.
The Mishnah Shkalim says, that once you start, you can't stop. So if you're giving for one of for children under Bar Bas Mitzvah, really under the age of 20, Shkolim from 20, then you should still give. But if you haven't started, one guy told me about a bunch of kids, and you choshish that maybe there's an upav, so someone's pregnant, you give for them as well. Give for the girls, give for your wife, give for the... So you can, some people, it can come up to, you know, money, £3.50 each. So then you can go with the gone, especially if it's under Bar Mitzvah, under 20, because the real kids from 20. But really, it's three per person. The minig is give for women and children, which is a big chumrah. Because what else the minig? Give it as kapora, it's to come before homon, for the money, the asar kika. A little bit yonim, but the whole thing's not achiv.
What do you mean? What do you mean you should carry on? So if I start giving my wife, I've got to give her.
No.
What do you mean?
Yeah, yeah. If you said 1 year, nah, she doesn't need that. You're not, okay, it's not a chiv. No, 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 they, as long as they're taken care of. If you give for your 7-year-old, then you realize, nah, a bit tight this year, no 50p's on me, he's only 7. So the Mishnah says that if you start, you're meant to carry on. Now the Mishnah talking, till they do on their own, till they do their own. Now the Mishnah talking about the real Machzor Shechem Tavim is a Mikdash. So there's no chiv, but because of that, we follow on, we keep giving. It's not a chiv, yeah, long as a minig, it's an Indian. Yeah. The guys, you only give one, you don't give three. The argument with the Ramah, so if you want to give one, especially for.
Can one give for somebody else if he knows he doesn't do it?
Yeah, it's a nice idea. I know someone used to give for someone here.
He wants to give for his friends.
Yes, he can give for your friends. Of course he can.
What about if this friend doesn't want Shlach Mona? What happens if he doesn't want Shlach
Mona? Ooh, it's a very good question. We'll have two questions later, which we need to carry on. Misnam name, you know it's Megillah. I had it myself 1 year where I woke up in the morning and I was still drunk from the night before. If you misnam name, you're not really present. Now, you can have somebody in a base of medrash learning the chavrusa and there's a lot of noise going on, but you don't hear it. Why? Because you're focusing on what your chavrusa is saying. But if you focus, you can want to listen in to the next guy, it's more juicy, you can hear. Wasp chat, the sound's there, but you're not focused. If you do that with Megillah, you know Yitzah. So if you're half asleep or half drunk, you know Yitzah. So two people on their phones, you talk to one and there's only part of the phone. And what? They heard the sound went in, but they didn't, it wasn't, they didn't focus. So you see some people sometimes in Megillah, phones come out, especially about hormones. This is a big problem. Or you sit there the whole way through, you're like, what am I dressing up as again? Oh, I'm dressing. And before you know it, up to the next hormone. It could be a potential problem. It could be a din of misnamnim. You have to really focus and hear every word. So phones away. And just the best is someone said, Eitzah, you follow it with your finger. As long as your finger's moving, it will make your brain keep clicking. But misnamnim is not Eitzah, and it's important to know people are falling asleep. It's not falling asleep, it's not focusing, you may have a problem. The main idea of the Suda is to give Shvach Vodah to the Rebbeinu, like every Suda. Whenever we have a Suda, it's to praise Hashem. If you have a Suda and everyone's just schmoozing about nonsense, then it could be the whole point of the Suda is a bit lost. The Suda is. Is Ad Lo Yoda, Lo Yidia Shekol Koyvecha Lo Yivoyish Lo Yikomu, people who believe in Hashem, people who, Kol Koyvecha means Kaveh, people who hope in Hashem, like Mordechai, who looked like he was doing everything wrong, but he knew in the end he'll have the last laugh, Lo Yivoyish Lo Yikomu Lo Netzach, which is the message of Purim, and really sometimes it gets lost in the Sutta with so much going on. The idea is, if you know, you're not going to say it out in public, at least think to yourself as you're eating and drinking, enjoying yourself, the whole thing's in Hoidor and Shvach to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Finally, the Mishlach Monas. The idea of Mishlach Monas is to be Marabareus. Make many people happy as you can. Some people like to cancel out. I think you should cancel in. You should scrub canceling out. You should make more. The more Marabareus, the better. Every person you meet, everyone who needs to have chizuk, that's the real mitzvah. The idea of Purim is the bin Odom lachaver. The Megillah is Baroivam. We're going to have as many people. Mishlach Monas, give our presents. Matonis Levi'inim, give our money. Soda, the Archos Chaim says, you can't be a Soda by yourself. You got to have loads of people together. The whole idea of Purim is being Adam Lachaveri. So the idea of Mishlach Monas, again, is to be people happy. People give to normally the people. It's like the Ben Ish Chais about Mechila. Mechila, Erev Kippur, you ask all the people who you don't need to ask. And the people you do need to ask, fill in the blanks, wherever that is, usually it's family, are the ones you don't ask. Mishlach Monas as well, you give to this person, ooh, I have to give them. They always. And you forget about the people who fall between the cracks. That's really the idea of Mishlach Monas. Now, it's an interesting point by Mishlach Monas. And it's quite hard if you do it like this. You're supposed to give two monas.
What's monas?
Now, what's monas mean? Oh, good question. A mone, not just a mone means something chosh, something decent. It's not just two amounts. I give you a jelly bean and a crouton, it's two foods, that's not a mone. A mone needs to be something decent, meaning I'll knock on your door and I'll give you a box of chocolates this Shabbos, not this Shabbos, sorry, last Shabbos. Oh, very excited. Purim, the mitzvah is don't give one, give two. Give two boxes, give two things. Get a mona and give it twice. But if you give a mashach monas, that it looks like a choshev of mona. But if you would separate it, it wouldn't be choshev. For example, I give you a simple cake and a simple bottle of Coke. It could be each one is, if I would come to you last week with a bottle of Coke, he's such a nice neighbor, a present, a bottle of Coke. It may seem a bit strange, like Coke, not so choshev. Now, it could be the bottle of Coke wrapped up with the cake fanciers. It's very nice, but then you're back to one. Where's the second one? So it'll be two monos. Two choshev amounts. Not a choshev thing made up of two portions. Two choshev. Now, if you think about it like that, again, you can argue. This is an idea someone presented, and it is much more like that in the boy's skin. If you do this, it gets more difficult.
Any one of them has to be.
Oh, so the best, if you ever have a bocha or someone young, you give to us the best. Give her a chocolate and a can of Coke, and for a kid of 15, either one's a mona, you're done. But if you're only giving someone, you know, someone older person, and you give them a bottle of Coke, and it could be. It could be a cake, it's very nice. One guy told me when I have a new neighbor move in, I give them a simple cake. Could be that's good, I don't know. But you're going to gauge it to know someone wants to give an arrangement with 25 compartments, loads of pick and mix, you know, these big trays, a huge one to Adam Gadol. And he said to him, you know, Yitzha, there's 25 not monos here. Each one is a small pile of jelly beans. Jelly beans and chocolates and all different things. Each one's not choshev. So he said to him, you know, Yitzha, now, I don't know if it was a Purim Torah or not, but the idea is there, there'll be two choshev monos. Okay.
So if I give my friend Shlach Monas, the boy I live with.
Oh, thank you so much.
Shlach, a pleasure.